fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 16th day of February. The purpose of today is to buy ammunition. I went into some detail the first hour. If you're just now tuning in, you can go back to those first 3 to 5 minutes and get the details I give about the prepper tip of the day, which is to buy ammunition. We're going to proceed with open lines the second hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. I get emails once or twice a week, people asking, John, talk more about Planet X. Well, this is a day to do it. Why not? It was the late winter, early spring of 2000. What's that, 24 years ago, 25 years ago? Two friends of mine are both independent researchers. Neither one knew that the other was going to approach me on this topic. They probably didn't know that the other one was even looking into it. And both these men approached me discussing the topic of Planet X, and they told me what they knew, and I thought, man, these guys need tinfoil hats really bad, that sometime in the future, this Planet X would come by, causing worldwide flooding, 200-mile-an-hour winds for about a day or so, massive earthquakes, and I thought, this is really bizarre. So I respected these men enough to approach a friend of mine who was an outside vendor for the federal government, and has access to a lot of places that normal people would never see except in a Tom Clancy novel. And I asked him, I told him what I knew, and he says, John, this is crazy, but out of respect for you, I'll look into it. He's back with me about a month later, and he says, John, it's exactly what you said it was. This thing is real. The government's known about this since 1979. They've been getting ready for it since 1979. I said, thank you very much. That's when I began my own independent research. One of the first things I was trying to determine was, where in the world's all this water going to come from? The information I was getting didn't say how. It just said would. It didn't say how this water is going to come about. My first thought turned out to be wrong, was that melting ice at the Antarctic would be the reason for all this worldwide flooding. Well, that's not the case. And by the way, melting ice at the Arctic, it won't change anything. That's floating seawater. When the ice melts, it doesn't change sea level at all. So moving on from there, I was able to finally find out what's common knowledge in every university that teaches oceanography worldwide, the following fact, that at the equator, there's a bulge of water about 900 feet above where sea level is measured at Cornwall, England. Now, Cornwall, England is where sea level has been measured for 2+ centuries. You may not be aware of this, but Cornwall, England is just about as far north as Moscow is. It's really far north. It doesn't have the brutal winters of Moscow because the ocean water and temperatures moderate the climate there in England. So this bulge of water extends north and south of the equator, hundreds of miles north, hundreds of miles south, which amounts to tens of thousands of, listen carefully, cubic miles of water near the equator, this bulge, held in place by two things, gravity and the rotation of the Earth. Anything that disrupts the rotation of this Earth is going to disrupt that bulge of water. That's where the flooding is going to come from. Very simple, very straightforward, but that's the answer to that. So, at the briefings, and my one friend, the first friend that was at one of the briefings, we had lunch the summer of, was it 2008, I guess it was? It may have been 2008, yeah. And he told me about the classified briefing, and he was part of, he was a Navy SEAL. And, of course, SEALs ride submarines a lot. And he was told that when this event begins, it'll be about a month of havoc of rising ocean levels and so forth worldwide for it to settle down to new coastlines. The 200 mile an hour winds, that'll be about a day, maybe a little bit less than a day. Here in North America, these winds will predominantly go from the west to the east, and 200 mile an hour winds will eliminate most human-built structures above grade. A one-story steel-reinforced concrete structure may survive with its windows blown out, and maybe its roof blown off if it doesn't have a steel-reinforced concrete roof. Earthquakes. Oh, that's really special, earthquakes. Now, I live not far from the New Madrid Seismic Zone, which is on the eastern edge of Missouri, fairly far south. What the Navy scientists say, that have worked on this, is that there'll be 3 9-point-plus earthquakes once the weight of that water from the new inland sea presses down on the new Madrid seismic zone. And these earthquakes, the energy goes north towards Chicago and St. Louis very efficiently, south towards Memphis very efficiently, and east towards the East Coast very efficiently. The winter of 1811-1812, there were hundreds of earthquakes caused by a comet passing by the way, ringing church bells on the East Coast. Philadelphia is on the East Coast, ringing church bells on the East Coast. They were so severe. If you know what to look for, you can still see the consequences of those earthquakes even now if you fly over parts of southern Missouri and southern Illinois. There was a lake created, it still exists, Real Foot Lake in Tennessee, a consequence of the New Madrid earthquakes. Now, when it comes to the Ozarks, there's a ridge of granite that runs east-west. It's just west of the New Madrid seismic zone. And what the scientists say, that pay attention to earthquakes, the seismologists, they say that this ridge of granite acts as a shock absorber, absorbing about half the energy of a earthquake on the New Madrid seismic zone. That's a good thing. When you go from a 9-point earthquake to 4.5, that's literally a matter of life and death. A 4.5 will shake things up and cause some damage. A 9-point earthquake, well, that just destroys almost everything that's in its path, quite frankly. especially two-story masonry structures, which is what much of St. Louis is, the older part of St. Louis, which is the city of St. Louis itself. Memphis, a lot of two-story plus masonry structures. Of course, going east, there's a lot of masonry structures that would be severely damaged, if not destroyed, by a 9-point earthquake. The Richter scale was developed by Charles F. Richter. It's a logarithmic scale, so when you go from a 1-point earthquake to a 1.1 earthquake, that's a doubles the strength. When you go from a 1-point earthquake to a 2-point earthquake, that's 10 times the strength. Shortly after Dr. Richter died, about 1983 or so, they changed the Richter scale, reducing it by one full number value. You may say, John, why did they do that? What's the big deal? Here's the big deal. If you go to the Geological Survey earthquake section, you'll see all the earthquakes 4.9 and smaller are printed in black type. The earthquakes 5.0 and larger are printed in red type. That's the break point. Now, once you understand what was done there, and you understand that what you're looking at for earthquake magnitude for all the earthquakes since then, 1984 and to date, all the earthquakes 4.0 and larger should be in red type, but they aren't. They're in black type. Red, danger, danger. There's a lot of very bright men and women out there who understand the nature of earthquakes, understand the severity of earthquakes and what they mean, and they knew back in 1984 that decades in the future there would be a dramatic increase in the number and severity of earthquakes, which of course we've seen. In order to maintain the peace, keep people from panicking, they reduced the Richter scale by one full number value about 1984. That's what they did. That's how far back this deception goes. Many decades. Many decades. There won't be any warning. I believe one of the Scandinavian countries, I think it may be Denmark, don't hold me to that, but I believe it was Denmark, has actually taken precautions to protect their population from the onset of Planet X and is doing so somewhat publicly. I know that Russia, beginning and was when I ran for Congress in 1996, there were news reports of them building massive cities, underground cities in the Ural Mountains. We, at the time, it made no sense. When the Cold War is over, why are they spending all this money? Well, now we know why, don't we? To protect their designated people. It probably won't be the entire population, but it'll be a lot of it, a lot of the population. So the earthquakes are an issue. Not so much for us in the Ozarks, but if you're north or south or east of the Ozarks, it will be a really big issue. As I mentioned, my two DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, it's hours. It's about maybe not quite 4 hours of presentation. And in there, I interview the only man who's gone public with having seen the map. Personally, that's my friend Tim Spencer. He's now deceased. Tim was a Navy veteran, a submarine veteran, and he was on shore duty in New Orleans. And this would have been in the early 1980s, early to mid 1980s, maybe around 1985 or so. He walked across the hall to get a cup of coffee, and he saw the map on the wall. And Tim would have been in his mid-20s at the time, and there was a Master Chief there, a man old enough to be his father. And he said, Master Chief, what's the meaning, what's these markings on this map? I don't understand them. Master Chief said, young sailor, don't worry about the markings. When it comes time to retire, just pick one of the white areas to retire to as a safe haven. Tim wasn't told what the white areas were, and I, quite frankly, I don't know what they all were myself. But Tim grew up in Florida. He's a native Floridian. His wife grew up in Florida. And he thought the time had to do with nuclear war. So he took the Master Chief's advice, which came directly from the Navy scientists, And when he retired from the Navy, he moved to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks down in near Salem, Missouri, where his family still lives, because of the map he saw. A couple of years later, when I got to know Tim better, we had lunch. He and his wife were students of mine in pistol class. During lunch break, his wife, Lori, she was a nurse, by the way. That's how they met. Lori says, "John, I'm from Florida. I don't like winter. I don't like cold weather. I don't even like Missouri, but I'm here because of that darn map," as she said and smiled. She raised her family in the Ozarks. She loves the Ozarks, but she didn't want to move here. She loves her home state of Florida, and I can't blame her. Florida is a beautiful state. But because of the classified map that her husband saw while active duty Navy, they left everything they knew. They didn't know anybody in the Ozarks. They left all their friends, their relatives, everything familiar, and they moved to Dent County, Missouri, near Salem, Missouri, because of the map that Tim saw while active duty Navy. How about that? Now, I'm blessed. My family heritage on my mother's side is in this area, in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. I'm very blessed. My mother's roots come back here to Crawford County, where I live. And I moved out here really thinking I didn't know any of these people. And I found out that I'm related by blood or marriage to about 100 people in the area. That was a nice bonus for me. So I'm very blessed in that regard. I continue to meet people who moved to the Ozarks because of my work, because of watching my DVD. Ed Griffin's son, by the way. I met him at one of the Red Pill conferences, the one in Indianapolis. It's been, I guess it'll be 2 years ago this summer. And he told me that he moved to the Ozarks because of my work. How about that? I have no idea how many hundreds of families have moved to the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks because of my work, because of watching my two DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's kind of ironic, but I've learned to expect it. If I'm talking to a journalist, either a broadcast journalist or a print journalist, they want a four-sentence answer to this question about Planet X. Something that really, to understand it, requires reading thousands of pages of books, literally thousands of pages of books, about 10 to 20,000 pages, depending on how deep you want to dive into this matter. That's how complex it is. Nothing simple about this matter at all. There isn't. Now, in 2012, we had people talking about the Mayan calendar, one of the many Mayan calendars, by the way, ending December 21st, 2012. And myself and Professor McCanny, we spent most of that year telling everybody that would listen, December 21st, 2012 is only the date before December 22nd. That's all it is. It's nothing else. It is nothing else. In the meantime, there's all this hysteria of books and videos and speakers saying it's the end of the world, get ready, it's the end of the world, get ready. Professor McKinney and I saying, no, it's not, no, it's not. What a year that was, 2012. Movies made about it, by the way. Some of them fairly decent movies, actually. We got past that. And I woke up the morning of December 22nd, 2012, knowing it was just another morning and a time to have watch the sun come up and have a cup of coffee. That was it. That's all it was. A lot of hysteria over nothing. Now, Professor McCanny has spent basically much of his adult life, off and on for 40 years, in Central and South America, studying the Mayans, studying the Incas, studying the Aztecs, and actually going to these archaeological sites. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I am so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass fed and grass finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
By the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain, joint pain got you down, you need an energy cleaner. The energy cleaner will help you get a better night's sleep and help with pain issues. Are you doubting Thomas? No problem, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You place your order for your energy cleaner. Your mattress pad that goes with it right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You send me a check or money order. My address is right there. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. My work on Planet X gained attention worldwide. I was approached by a doctor in Europe, in a Czech Republic, to be awarded the Prague Peace Prize. I first got a call from this doctor. I thought, this can't be real. This is some kind of somebody's fantasy of some sort. It turned out it was real, and I agreed to travel to Prague, Czech Republic, and be awarded the Prague Peace Prize. That was the summer of 2017, I believe. Great trip. Met some wonderful people. Got to go to Europe for the first time, maybe the only time, with the COVID silliness going on these days. And I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize, and we did a video of my presentation I did there, which is available for sale at my website as well. Got to visit Prague Castle, which is still in daily use as the center of government there. I'm not sure how many centuries old it is, but when I toured the place, I didn't go inside, but I walked past a tavern open for business, serving alcoholic beverages and food, that has been doing that since before Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. That's amazing. I'm not going to walk past any place in the United States that's been around for 500 plus years. That's not going to happen, at least any place made by Caucasians. There's some ancient Indian places, of course, that a person could visit. And it was a great trip, and I met some great people. I got awarded the Prague Peace Prize, and I'm glad I did it. So, of course, now I can make the claim properly that I am an international speaker, because I have spoken in another country. That makes me an international speaker, doesn't it? And unrelated to that, but three of the speakers, or well, it was two women who were speakers and the husband of one of the women, they were there. They'd just been to the Valley of the Pyramids in Bosnia just a few days before, a place I would love to visit. The one pyramid there is more than twice the size of the Great Pyramid in Egypt, by the way. Massive, massive structure. And up until about 20 years ago, everybody thought it was just a really big hill that happened to be in the shape of a pyramid. Until some preliminary excavations were done, they found out this thing was rock, man-made rock. How about that? That's a whole topic in and of itself. So I've been involved in researching Planet X for about 24 years or so. And it's been a journey. I've learned a lot, met some great people, gone on speaking engagements nationwide on this topic, made several DVDs on the topic. And I don't know that I consider myself an expert, but I do. I am more knowledgeable than most people. As soon as I determined this thing was real and that the federal government has been acting on it and spending hundreds of millions of your tax dollars getting ready for it so they can protect their own people, not you. There's no plans at all to protect the folks listening to this broadcast. I know, well, there are people at the Pentagon listening, but most normal people don't have access to one of the government shelters that are also called hotels by the insiders, by the way. No, and when I first determined that our government was going to do nothing to help citizens, at first I was angry, I was upset, I was concerned. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that we don't have the resources to protect a couple hundred million people. Those resources never will exist. So a decision by our government, and almost all other governments, with the exception of, Norway, like I said earlier, was to let people have their lives and be happy until the end. Here's our bottom of the hour break right there.
True.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Ah! Right! Please!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 16th day of February. That audio clip, by the way, was from a movie where the U.S. Marines are preparing to take over Morocco, the Islamic country of Morocco. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy that my webmaster got Lieutenant Colonel Long's video presentation up there. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, medical doctor, in charge of, well, she was. She's supposed to have whistleblower protection, but of course that's a fantasy. She was in charge of certifying all the pilots, more than 1,000 pilots down there at Fort Rucker, Alabama, I believe it was, for their being healthy and fit for service flying aircraft. And it's about a half an hour. It's not all that long. She's been issuing warnings based on solid documentation of the dangers of these vaccinations for a couple of years now, forwarding her concerns based on the real solid documentation from legitimate authorities to her up her chain of command, with no action being taken None. Zippo. Nada. Now, it's not in this video, I don't believe. I may need to watch it again. But one of her recommendations is that all pilots who've had the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot be taking off flight status. That's how concerned she is. Now, this course, this doesn't apply. Of course, her job is to work with the Army pilots, but I would extend that to all pilots, including commercial pilots. It became public knowledge that they were having this big conference, the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, and these elites that were gathering there only used pilots that had not got the COVID vaccination clot shot. The list of symptoms, and that's published on my website also. A judge forced Pfizer to release the 9 pages, single spaced, of all the side effects of the Pfizer COVID clot shot. It's an extensive list, a very scary list. Nothing I want the man or woman flying my plane to experience. Now, a commercial airline pilot for the major airlines, they retire as a millionaire if they pay attention to what's going on economically with their career and on the money they make. It's a very lucrative job. And they build a lifestyle with the anticipation of getting that nice paycheck every month. And almost all of them decided to get the clot shot rather than walk away from that paycheck. And looks like we've got a couple of callers here again. Looks like James in Vancouver is back. Good morning, James, again.
Yes, sir. I've been doing some snooping around with regard to this Planet X. And of course, I have a background in actually perturbation theory, not with planets, but in quantum mechanics. But it's the same idea. If you look it up, of course, the question, they'll say, has Planet X been found? And then they say, well, Planet X has not yet been discovered, okay? But then when you scroll up here, and I ask the question, what is the distance of the Earth from Planet X? And they say, Planet X is 12 light years away as measured from Earth. Well, then obviously they've discovered it. But it even gets worse than that. I scroll down here, and the question is asked, could Planet X be a black hole? And there, physicists in Britain, Jakob Schultz and James Unwin, says, believe that Planet X is not a planet, but rather a primordial black hole. So does Stephen Hawking. And that would account for why it's so powerful, because it has such a high density, you see. And you can't see it very well through a telescope because it doesn't emit light. So I think we're on to something. Definitely this thing will start pulling on the atmosphere. And in the Bible, they said the 40 days and the 40 nights of rain, that kind of thing. So this is something that will be noticeable if it's not noticeable already. Back to you for your comments.
Well, you're just getting started in what's a very complex matter here, and don't have the name of the head of the U.S. Naval Observatory did a video presentation with Zachariah Sitchin at his headquarters at the U.S. Naval Observatory. Now, James, you're going to draw a paycheck for looking at stars. If you're the head of the U.S. Naval Observatory, is there any higher up in that career field that you think you might be able to go?
For looking at stars?
For looking at stars?
Well,
the head of the U.S. Naval Observatory?
I see what you mean.
Where can your career go from there? Yeah, okay. We wanted to establish some credibility here. So he's doing this interview with Zachariah Sitchin, and he's talking about Planet X. He's talking about it just like it's yesterday's football game as being a real matter. He describes its size. He describes its orbit. It's very similar to... Now, Zachariah Sitchin can pick up Babylonian clay tablets and read them like a newspaper, by the way. And so Sitchin wrote about this extensively. And the head of the U.S. Naval Observatory is basically in agreement with Zachariah Sitchin as to the existence of it, its size, its orbit, and there's a bonus. He says he believes that it could support life as we know it. There's a video of that interview that it's not. I don't really care for the way it was done with the flashing lights and the dramatic music and so forth, but that interview is available on DVD. But for a novice just getting started like you are, you come into it as a scientist, James. If you're using mostly search engines like Google, you have to go past the third page of things you find before you start finding anything of any consequence.
Right.
I would recommend, Professor McCanny's written three books, either directly or partly about this topic, and I recommend Professor McCanny's books as a good place to get started, because Professor McCanny did teach astrophysics at Cornell University. Great credentials also.
Yeah, I took a class in astrophysics in the 70s, taught by a world-class expert on general relativity who I worked for during the summers. But this Planet X was never brought up. But I believe I can see why it's controversial, because it's I think it's a black hole that's actually orbiting the sun or something to that effect, and that would make people afraid if you say black hole, because they're a powerful object, and the gravitational field is very intense, so I just wanted to come back with that, because I believe this thing's out there. Okay, I haven't proven it, but I get the point. So, and the Navy, of course, I know they do this kinds of measurements. So anyway, I'll let you go, and thanks for taking my call again.
Okay, thank you, James. We appreciate it. Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Go ahead, JP.
Oh yeah, great subject today, John. It took me a decade to research this, and I came to the conclusion it's a reality. And I went about, you know, the scientific method. I was pretty advanced in physics in school when I was younger. I won the first place science fair in Chicago for science and engineering when I was 16, skipped a bunch of grades. So I knew the scientific method very well. And on this, I didn't believe it at first. Nobody wanted to believe it. So I started looking at facts like the earthquakes going up, the sinkholes, tornadoes, everything's been on the rise. And as you know, John, it's been decades, and this is continually going up. It's not, you know, it's not going down. It's not stabilizing. So earth changes are real. But what really made me nail it down as a fact was going to Major Dane's briefing in 2012. When everyone was freaking out about it, he had sanctuary spots all set up on a map. And just the map you talked about, that's what I saw on the wall. I had to sign an NDA, which is over now. It's past 5 years. But that was actually classified information. And it cemented it as a reality. So then, you know, all the years of research like you did, you look at Sitchin's work. There's also some good books like the Colburn Bible, as you mentioned before. Emerald Tablets of Thoth, really ancient Egyptian literature, talks about the solar system, and Thoth talked about how we're kind of like in a soul trap in this galaxy, and things come in and out, you know, and so that's obvious. But one thing I wanted to mention, if people want to look up and check out information on this, there's a guy named Ben Davidson. He's on YouTube. He's called Suspicious Observers. Have you ever heard of that guy?
I have not.
Well, he's a very educated guy, and he did a lot of research like you and I. He also went into the CIA Chan book that talks about the pole shift. But one thing that I wanted to bring up a subject is that what Ben talks about is the magnetic pole shift that's happening right now. And you can see this if you look at nullschool.net. I think it's called Null, N-U-L-L, school. And it shows literally that the whole magnetic shifting on the north has changed dramatically. And it literally is moving faster and faster towards Siberia.
Siberia, so that is, right.
Yep. That is happening right now. It's been happening and it is accelerating. But what I wanted to bring up today, John, is that I pretty much have a timeline. And the reason I have a timeline, because I was researching Major Gaines back in the 90s. He basically brought about, he said, the mark of the beast and the time of tribulation. And he designated that the first beast would be an AIDS vaccine. That's what he called it. And he was on an Art Bell show. I still have that clipping, the Art Bell show in the 90s. So that was literally 30 years in advance. And he said that would be the first horseman is the AIDS vaccine. So if you look at that and you time it out, we have a seven-year tribulation. And each horse, the horseman of the apocalypse, is a little, it's like a clock that moves in the future. And this is sort of, you know, there are things in time and space that we could change. Quantum physics shows that we're all kind of connected and all things are happening all the time. And it gets a little complicated, but the one thing that's certain are nexus points. And Planet X and the pole shift is a nexus point. It's a mathematical certainty. And that's the thing. If you do the scientific method like I did, you do the research, and then you get the classified information, I'm 100% sure it's a reality. How about you, John? I mean, are you in that same category that you think it's 100% sure?
Once I got confirmation from my friend who has access to very special people in the government, there was no doubt in my mind it was real. It was just a matter of figuring out the details at that point, and that's been 24 years ago.
Yeah. So Ben Davidson, I recommend everybody that's new to this, watch. He's got some good expositions on what's going to happen in the future, and he shows where the Earth will end up after the shift and when it sloshbacks. He says the entire East Coast will be flooded. I remember Dame, someone said, what about Florida? And he goes, people in Florida could bend down and kiss their ass goodbye. And that's a quote from Dame.
But
Florida's not safe. You think it's safe?
No.
It's not. The East Coast is not safe. So you want to be, Ben Davidson said that New Mexico, Arkansas, you want to stay away from California is another thing. But those are literally the only safe areas in North America, according to Ben. And I have to agree with him on that.
Right. Well, I also recommend Professor McCanney's three books, either completely or partly dedicated to the research on Planet X. So that's a great way to look it up.
Where can I get
McCanney's website? Go to McCanney's website and you'll find all his books. Right.
Okay. Well, all right. Great subject today. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, call number is 512-248-8252. Well, thank you, JP. It's a great call there. And let's see. Okay. I'm trying to look up the name of the former superintendent of the U.S. Naval Observatory and not really getting anywhere. That's okay. I haven't really paid much attention to this topic for quite a while. You can, first of all, do not use a search engine, an internet search engine, to try to find anything on Planet X, quite frankly. You'll end up looking at things that are, quite frankly, fantasy, like Nancy Leader, for example, a woman who claims that a group of aliens called Zetas have picked her out of 7 billion people to talk exclusively to about matters, different matters. And other rabbit holes that just go nowhere, really. My friend, Professor McCanney, if you're a regular listener, you know he's on with me every Wednesday. Jim's been a friend for 20-plus years. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. We don't talk about Planet X very much at all, quite frankly, because of the never-ending questions that have no basis in reality. Questions that people don't want to take the time to read several good books. And Professor McCanney's books are excellent. And I recommend them. I don't have the titles here in front of me, but once you go to his list of books, you'll figure out pretty quick which ones. There's a book, what he calls a booklet, which is only 60 pages, titled Surviving Planet X. It gives a very rough outline of what people can do to survive Planet X, including making a new calendar. The calendar will be different. And why is that important? Well, if you plant your seeds at the wrong time of year, you're not going to get the harvest that you were anticipating. And that's could be a major disaster, to say the least. So there's no shortcut. You think you're going to get a quick answer to this incredibly complex matter? Well, you won't. I know most of our listeners are readers, but here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Let's see. We got a caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question. Let's see. What's let's see. Is there a guest, or is it just open line?
Just me. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question about the media perspective and analysis of the Vietnam War while it was taking place. I watched something about a Vietnam veteran's personal anecdotes about his experience and about how it did not comport with what Time magazine was reporting, and his own experience did not comport together. But particularly after Tet, did the media ever make a systematic analysis from all sides, possibly both from the men out in the field, maybe from VC deserters, the other side, and try and get a complete perspective of what happened? One of the things I find interesting about the plans for Tet was that they were expecting a kind of fifth column to emerge for their population in the rear to rise up against them in a mass revolt, which would bring them down, the enemy down from the rear, so to speak, like a fifth column. That never materialized. But what that indicates to me that we weren't getting any, from what the vet was saying, that we weren't getting their hearts and minds, and what we were doing, in fact, was alienating them. But it also indicates the other side was, for the most part, not getting the getting their hearts and minds, at least not enough to cause a mass revolt. Did they ever, at the time the war was going on, discuss how the OSS aided Ho Chi Minh and the Viet Minh into becoming a viable army or fighting or professional type fighting force with technical capabilities and arms and tactics and discipline enough to take on the French and the Americans? Did they
You talking about the media? Did they ever expose that?
Yeah. Did they ever expose that back in the 60s?
Well, they're you know, we're talking about books, magazine articles, movies, interviews. You know, I certainly don't know everything that was published. I don't know how one human being could. I knew it because I was part of military intelligence. John,
all right, you knew
that. We'll be back with my friend Steve Benoon. Stay tuned.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle